other people from Negative Land doing a tribute show, and then they're saying probably next week there will be a last show, which should be the 5-hour show because it's the leap week of the month or whatever. You know, the fifth week of the month. But yeah, so we just heard some Over the Edge stuff. We heard something from Over the Edge Volume 1.5, and then something from Over the Edge Volume 5, which is the Crosley Bendix radio reviews. Crosley Bendix, of course, was one of the many alter egos of Don Joyce. And we heard plenty of things from other Negative Land albums. We heard Our National Anthem from Free. We heard Why Is This Commercial from Dyspepsy. We heard Give Me the Mermaid and Please Don't Sue Us from Fair Use. The CD that comes with the book, which is an absolutely amazing book about their whole U2 debacle. We heard most of side one of A Big 10-8 Place, and we heard Truth in Advertising from the 7-inch, and we heard An Actual Attack from Murs Bow's Ikebana remix album, and we heard Michael Jackson from Escape from Noise. And now I'm going to play What Else.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, my God.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure, you guys don't know where you're at. This is American Top 40. Transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Because we got them? I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
I think that people would read more into the music than is really there.
Well, if somebody find out the goddamn answer in the 50s,
they considered it in vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let's Do It by Cold Water, All of You by Cold Water, those that considered euphemisms for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Sometimes. diddly shit. They can't free of it if only use the word damn with banned on the radio. God damn it. In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie. God damn it. Upside back. God damn it. Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message. God, they never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in. Oh, fuck. In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the dirtiness of the song. I don't think that the satanic message is bad. Goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I gotta get fucked with so much shit. Silver shit head again. Who knows? You might be the straightest kid in town.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, Liz. Well, fuck you too, Richard. Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you too, Richard. Yeah, I'd love to, wouldn't you? Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
Guns.
Hey, Pa!
Guns.
Weldon. Weldon.
Hey, Pa!
Guns, guns.
An attractive target. An attractive target.
Nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
Can't stop. Get up in there.
We'll just sit back and wait.
Bursting forth the gigantic grains of goodness.
They want shooting, we give them their money's worth. Come on.
We'll just sit back and wait. Guess you can start on the harmonica now, Jingles.
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
All right. I'll take my gun.
Now we're gonna have that talk.
No money.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns.
See?
Those who dig. You dig.
Well, the difference between justice and murder.
He's coming out. I can see his horse.
Shh.
gosh, what excitement.
Go ahead, load up and shoot.
I was right there listening, and I just couldn't leave till I heard both the stories.
Time sure flies.
You only know how to play, or do you know how to shoot?
I'm not gonna kill you with this one bullet if you try to take his gun. So, come on, take it. If you can.
Hand it over. You'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
That's so.
Hey. Good shooting. Very good shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Come on, stay back and hold two shots. Now who wants the second one?
Well, you know music. And you can count.
Bravo. All the way up to two.
Drop your gun, Phil.
Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns. And he's only got one bullet left in that derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Let's see if that's true. Count to three.
All the way up to six, if I had to. Maybe faster than you.
One. When I say three, draw. One.
If you say two, I'll kill you.
Keep count.
Two.
Three. I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what excitement.
Fight!
get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying to make some girl. Sock it to me, baby. Let's spend the night together, making love, light my fire, gimme what you got. Harder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Harder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Harder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Harder and faster, louder and faster.
148, Gromley.
But it's too late.
Till it was too late.
Get over!
It's a week of psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding maniacs. This marvelous week of murder begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about a maniac with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
This is KPIX Eyewitness News Nightcast.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
Continue this. Feel your brain.
Negative Land considers its music thought-provoking, even humorous. But the members of this East Bay musical group aren't a bit amused that one of their songs may be linked to a multiple murder case. The case involves 16-year-old David Brom, an A student from a very religious family. He's accused of killing his brother, sister, and parents with an axe. Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music, even on the night of the murders, when a Negative Land album may have sparked the last family dispute. And in particular, the song Christianity is Stupid may also have been involved.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all or whatever, it's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think is ridiculous.
They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders.
Christianity is stupid.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota, and eventually a return to their live performances, and a career that after 9 years had finally taken some positive turns.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, Nightcast.
Kate?
The Trailside killer David Carpenter has now been convicted of 7 murders.
This is Tom Krautenmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
Now!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake, get the one! No!
You need a place to spend the night with
get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girls.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give it to me what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every meme in the book.
Kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand. Christianity is stupid.
Sensationalism.
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism.
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Or sensationalism.
And enough time.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism.
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and music.
Journalism or sensationalism.
Your Bible.
You don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any...
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Al Eisner has that story.
Mine eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul, my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
My strength faileth because of mine iniquity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Why me, Lord?
Apologize.
I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind.
He apologized.
I am like a broken vessel.
But that's America.
Why me, Lord?
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
A creep.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
The creep.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it out, but we're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
KTVU for Thursday, October 30th, stereo version.
Al's House of Meat, 2222 on the Sirloin Strip.
Fine, we're going to play that back now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it, backwards.
Their child is the child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're going to play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest.
Little Damien is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
Death wish 2-2. Wish death, 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 death wish 2-2. Wish death. Death wish 2. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Look at that listing of sins in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, 17 of them.
If you have 26 Americans to kill,
S-I-M, S-I-M,
and you've already killed 17 Americans,
P-L-O-T, P-L-O-T.
How many Americans does that leave for you to kill?
Simplot.
Shock it to me, baby.
S-I-M.
Why are the children?
P-L-O-T.
Doing what they're doing.
S-I-M.
Why are the children?
P-L-O-T.
Doing what they're doing.
Murder and music.
Simplot.
Murder and music.
Murder and music.
Simplot.
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 Shock it to me, baby.
This isn't the first time. 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 This isn't the first time, this isn't the first time controversial music has been linked to tragedy.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
It's monkey business!
You're overreacting.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
Why are the children doing what they're doing? Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his throat? Why would a child do something like that?
Noise! What it is, what it does to you.
Keep it. Keep it. Keep it.
For me, it's depressing when the whole family's picking on me, you know, whether it's because he did something wrong. But I think he was depressed and we did get hurt.
I have the satisfaction.
Keep it.
I have
the satisfaction.
Now.
Hell, we're stupid.
Keep it.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is. If I wanted to, had it been me up in the Sharon Tate's house, it would have been a lot worse. Thank God that your children did it for you, and I didn't get started on it, because if I'd have got started on it, it would have been a lot worse than it was, because I am 10 times worse.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humor, you know, and we are humorous, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
It was the kind of murder song that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
But that's America.
And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.
That's America.
Now that second one is really Robert Kennedy, right? Wrong.
Hal Eisner.
Wrong.
Neither of these is the real voice of anyone, and we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Kennedy.
Hal Eisner. They are both electronic images of the real voice preserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body on television news, we must never believe that we do.
Our TVs are murdering people every 15 minutes. You see two or three people dying on TV.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Bronx song.
It's, like I said, it's really frightening, but at the same time, it's ridiculous.
And then you got guys now that got the controls, but they don't have the power. You put somebody with the power at the control, and you watch the old buggy rock.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder song may be in doubt.
And I'm not afraid of dying because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Give up! Give up!
But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song.
song. There was something that got them more than the words of the song. But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song.
And every boy and girl feels to be a hero, they got to pull their clothes off.
The probe apparently involved their stupid song, Christianity Didn't Make Sense.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay, okay,
okay, okay,
okay, okay,
okay, okay.
We're taking our microphone to different locations.
We don't have enough data.
To different places. Your job is to close your eyes, listen very carefully, and decide where we are and what is happening. Okay? 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 Okay?
Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Okay, okay.
Helter stupid.
Close your eyes.
Helter stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is triggering the murder.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is thought-provoking.
Listen very carefully.
Even humorous.
We're going to listen to those sounds again.
We don't have enough data.
This time, I'm going to ask you to do something besides just listening. I would like for you and your friends to pretend you're actually in the places you hear. Make believe that you're doing something.
We don't have enough data.
And while you're pretending and having fun,
we don't have enough data.
Too much data.
Please ask yourself this question.
And what will become of me? And what will become of me?
We don't have enough data.
Please ask yourself this question.
A photocopy of a diagrammatic analysis of a report.
Please ask yourself this question. Is God here? Is God here in this place doing this kind of thing?
Now listen to this.
L-E-O-N-A.
Oh.
And I'm with Channel 5 News.
Well, I don't know.
I'm calling regarding the group in this article that I'm looking at here.
Yeah, okay,
in my
sure.
Hand from
hey, why you guys got a name sound something like Friday? That's right. Well, you're being stood up.
ACLU,
huh?
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we would need some kind of cooperation from you or members of your group in order to do this.
Wayne Walker, Joe Burley, KPIX Eyewitness News, Nightcast is next.
This isn't the first time someone has tried to blame a death on Hal Eisner. The Los Angeles couple claimed their son committed suicide while listening to an Hal Eisner story. The judge in that case ruled there was no proof that our report was responsible for the boy's death.
I'm Hal Eisner. Journalism or sensationalism?
And he's appealing.
Too much data.
We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data. Data. We don't have enough data.
Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. That's one of my big problems today. Books, files, photographs. News reels by the million miles.
But I should think you'd be so glad to have all this material.
But how to use it, dear lady? But how to use it? But how to use it? How to use it?
And yet it goes on and on and on.
Now I know too much and find it hard to make out any patterns. Just clatter and babble and get the feel and move on before I get buried in videotape.
This record you're listening to now is another one.
Helter Stupid. Helter Stupid.
How do you go about getting an exorcism?
Christianity is stupid.
I can help.
It's Richard Burton.
Oh, no.
He's a modest priest.
Stupid.
And if you think going one-on-one with the Prince of Darkness is sticky, ooh, wait until you see the rest of the characters he has to contend with.
Now there's a bizarre connection to a Bay Area band.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you kill 8 or 10 people and you throw blood all over and you say, now you see what I'm saying, they say, oh, we see what you're saying. And they still don't see what you're saying.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 or 4 years, American life as we know it will be over.
Come on, man, it's a big act. Goddamn thing's a fucking act, man. What I said right then is a fucking act. Everything's an act. It's all an act. The only thing that's not an act, the only thing that makes reality is death. And then they hang it on a cross and kneel down and pray to it. That's the only reality they understand.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
That is correct, correct, correct.
Good night, and good luck.
Farm in Lincolnshire, where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July, peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Okay, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
He is on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash like a burst of heat lightning to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulder.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Listen, can we just have one last...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Like, real cheery. Okay. These are all formula type things.
All right, gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shows thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are walking in at 4. We have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100
for today. Sizzle.
I think the hopeful tone you're doing is better. I'll look at the hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus frees the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp. Crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
Every corpus has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Fenders in Norway.
Slippy slidy, gooey grind.
Norway. Oh, we're on a strike over here. Our surf and turf includes both steak and a whole broiled shark.
Another.
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the sizzle,
too much,
too much.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about baloney, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of baloney there is. Just make it darn good baloney.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst.
That's good. They probably won't like that. You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, Tom.
Beef burgers.
Okay,
we know a little place in the American far west where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free to...
I want to get that up. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more? Yeah. Morons, what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did 6 last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you. I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
Nothing.
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
it isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
That's good. That's good. It'll be a good spot.
Good evening, this is Over the Edge. I'm Don Joyce, not feigning any characters tonight, because we have some tragic news. This was scheduled to be a Dick Vaughan broadcast, and we've heard, and perhaps you have too, a tragic crash hours ago of Northern Pacific Flight 17. It Trent City, Oklahoma, taking the life of Dick Vaughn. This has happened just hours ago, and Negative Land is here to substitute for Dick, and I think to spend the night paying a tribute to Dick Vaughn. And we are all shaken up here. I hope you'll forgive us for some slow cues later on or whatever. It's bound to happen. So we will be devoting tonight's show, the entire... Our number is 848-4425. Words of condolences or memories concerning Dick Vaughn. We'd be glad to receive them here. Also, gifts and flowers can be sent to 2207 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, KPFA in care of Over the Edge. We'll be playing excerpts from some of Dick's greatest hits and other things in tribute to the man. Yeah,
responsible, receptive, reusable.
This is the Universal Media Network.
Now all you got to do is call.
Yeah, remember that time that Dick said that Ringo Starr died? Well, I guess Ringo didn't really die, but Dick's dead now. But
well, to quote Minnie Riperton, loving you was easy because you're beautiful. Good luck in your new journey. And I don't know you, but I love you.
This is the very first time that anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe the flight of a departed soul and relay the information so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly journey. The terminal is very crowded today, and we are told that this is not at all unusual.
Because the exact time of departure is uncertain, you are urged to remain ready at any moment. Thank you.
The crowd seems to be milling about, most everyone talking, some praying, some laughing, with only a few people acting as if they were paying any attention.
Please note on the back of your card your seat bottom cushions are removable and may be used as a flotation device if necessary.
Hello, you're on Celebrity Wives Quiz.
Somehow you missed a little bit of the song, so here it goes. Usually is denial. I know, after Bob Dylan died and after Ringo Starr died and, you know, all those ones, you know, at first it was sort of hard to believe, and now it's Dick Vaughn, you know. It's, there seems to be, you know, and then there's the Suicide Man. Anyway, I just, you know, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to hear Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, you know. I think Dick would have wanted it that way.
Big thank you to all of you who played the last contest. We've got more winning coming up right here at that California Superstation.
I'm leaving.
Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, 7-Up, and Diet 7-Up. We also have cocktails available for $2.
Darkness seems to be falling about us as the passengers approach the gate of death.
Powerful drugs. Choose.
Here's what's his name.
This is Superstation Ear Witness News. I'm Buck Trent reporting. In our top story for the hour, a 16-year-old youth who killed his abusive father was reported at peace with himself after being convicted of manslaughter and acquitted of murder. He's very calm, said Maria Jonke, mother of Richard Jonke.
Yeah, this is the weatherman. I don't give a damn about Dick Vaughn.
He was just a stupid disc jockey without any ounce of any sense at all and no social redeeming value of any bit at all.
That's more than enough. What kind of talk is this anyway?
I only came to offer comfort.
Comfort? You offer defeatism.
This much I know. Life is eternal. Death is but a stage of life. So, loved ones of Dick Vaughn, take heart.
After bidding farewell to loved ones and friends, the passengers show their tickets to the angel who waits at the gate of death.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of stylistic premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
Good hello. Today's Arts Review is not really a review of the arts. This is one of those rare to very rare occasions when the pumping legs of disaster push me past the arts and into life itself, or in this case, death. The death of a life. A life dedicated to wholesome, uplifting entertainment in the Hollywood tradition. Tonight, I would like to pay a final F-I-N-A-L tribute to the tragic department of Dick Vaughn. He was legendary for so short a time. The meager magnetic residue of his talents, so rarely committed to the public record, now must suffice for posterity. The legend himself has been cut down from the sky like some flaming Greek god or something by a brutal act of metal fatigue. Or was it? But let's not speculate until the last words of Dick Vaughn are heard. Those words, so important that Mr. Vaughn broke into the cockpit just before impact to gasp them into the flight recorder, will surely clear the air around this complicated accident. Or was it? Mexican and U.S. naval forces are now dragging the Gulf of Mexico for that flight recorder module. We'll see. Meanwhile, a young, somewhat untested, but completely believable communicaster has been ripped from our insatiable need for diversion. Hijacked by God for who knows what purpose. Well, that purpose in the ultimate sight of this anthropomorphic cosmos, which we like to imagine has purposes akin to our own, is probably a good one. But what does that leave us? Nothing. Nothing but the memories, as bitter as salt, as gray as a pigeon. But a pigeon is a kind of dove, and doves fly to heaven in baggageless grace to sit on the right hand of God, assuming you're looking from behind him. And what can one confusing eulogy do to ease the sourness his passing could not assuage? What can we do now that he's gone? A few tears, a sniffle of relief, a small smirk, or a smattering of the surname Dick branded on helpless newborn infants, as yet unaware that they must now take up the incendiary torch of entertainment, only to drop it and be burned and die, but to rise again out of their own ashes on waves of applause, then to get work without trying, then to become lazy, to start drinking, to make bad investments, inflated ego, lose your friends, debauchery, all for naught. Goodbye, Dick. And may Interworld Airlines have a blood-spattered ticket waiting for you. Good morning.
You've been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
We'll take our next call.
Could you play Muskrat Love in Memory of Bad Taste?
We'll be taking a journey, a wondrous expedition through an almost forgotten land, to tread a fusty old pathway. Dick Vaughan's Moribund Music of the 70s.
News department and ask them about this story, and they would like you to call them and tell them where the crash happened. They've never heard of Dick Vaughan. The number is 362-4841.
We'd be glad to. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the number again?
362-4841. They're waiting now.
All right. You'll probably hear about it soon.
The state's best California superstation. I'm Dick Vaughan with the hottest music for you till 7 a.m.
And amidst this holy setting, we see a small child apparently taken from his parents at an early age.
Hi, is this KGO?
Yes.
Hi, someone told me to call you in. They've spoken to you before about the death of a disc jockey. It was on KPFA.
Somebody called a few minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you... They said that you were actually were interested in details. I don't know what you wanted to know.
Is this KPFA?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the story? I don't know anything about it.
Is there any...
Oh, an occasional disc jockey on here on a program called Over the Edge. He just died in a plane crash. And that's all. We're just doing a sort of a tribute to him on our program tonight.
Okay, fine. You guys didn't put our number out over the air by chance, did you?
No.
Because we're getting a bunch of calls. All of a sudden, they just said, KPFA, just put your number on the air.
I don't know what's going on, because I'm not in the... I'm in the other room, and maybe something weird is happening with our lines being messed up.
Uh-huh. Is there any chance of asking whoever's doing the show if they put our number over the air?
Yeah. Do you want to hold on for a second? Hello?
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 Hi, this is Steve Walsh with ABC News. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, did you guys just put our number on the air?
Yeah, someone has this line on the air. You're on the air right now, actually.
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah. Do you want to talk off the air?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. We
okay.
were wondering if you just put our number on the air for some reason.
I think it might have inadvertently got out. I'm certainly sorry. Are you getting calls?
We're getting a few calls, but we'll certainly tune to KPFA to keep informed.
I'm sorry about that. I think we didn't intend to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Hello. When did this occur?
Several hours ago.
Well, do you think that Dick Vaughan, since he had it all figured out from all angles, apparently, could possibly hear the radio waves and maybe send us a message from beyond? I think it would be great!
He's asking for a lot. You are
your life. I'll possibly hear the radio waves and maybe send us a message from beyond? I think it would be great!
He's asking for a lot. You are your life.
This is Dick Vaughan speaking.
White American One. White American One. Yeah, that airplane just lost the engine here.
Because of this, I have prepared this tape. Your engineer and they've provided their own material as a memorial to this tragic occurrence. I'll be waiting for you there. This announcement is to be played hourly. God bless you.
Oh.
You know, being a noted personality involves a great deal of responsibility. A responsibility to maintain a career in which